Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Why are we still accepting tokens of recognition and commemoration of our slave holocaust and our struggle for freedom and humanity instead of reparations? What good is another federal holiday? Just who does that benefit? Who does that relieve the conscience of? How does celebrating the freedom and release of impoverished, broken, homeless, jobless former slaves into a hostile, racist society and nation without legal protection or financial base or land ownership benefit us? It appears that the only ones with anything to celebrate will be those who got rich off of our slave labor and who now gets another paid holiday from our sufferings. Really? We and our condition are still being exploited. And the very ones who will not pay their debt to us for them shedding our blood on this land now try to placate us with meaningless, fruitless, non-productive tokens of holidays. How does that make up for the lost souls of my ancestors and the robbery of my inheritance? How does that provide for my future posterity? How can a holiday compensate for the horrors of slavery? Some of us are just too blind to see it, and others of us refuse to see it for fear of offending our masters are losing our comfort level in their society. If they were genuinely repentful of their slave policies and laws and practices upon which this nation was built, they would give us significant life-changing reparations. They would give every black person a significant amount of reparations, a life-changing amount, and they would outlaw domestic and racial terrorist groups like the KKK and issue an executive protection order for all blacks against police brutality, racial profiling, and attacks motivated by racial prejudice, bigotry, discrimination, and or religious or sexual orientation and preference. But as long as setting blacks free doesn't mean that the nation has to treat the black man and black woman with the same humanity and financial and societal privileges and opportunities as whites, the white majority power structure will appear to support freedom and equality. As long as the Native Americans are the only ones demanding free university tuition, land grants, and tax exemptions, the blacks can have all of the impotent tokens that they want. The whites and the powerful still benefit, and their debt to us has once again been deferred as our persecution increases. But the government has rewarded itself with another paid holiday. And the naive and willfully ignorant celebrate while innocent unarmed blacks are being murdered, harassed, and assaulted by white citizens for simply walking and or jogging, standing in the park, entering our apartment, sleeping in our beds, standing in our yard, sitting in our cars, selling cigarettes in the parking lot, walking with Skittles and a can of tea, attending a Bible study in a church, and lounging in our college dormitories. Yeah. What we need right now is another federal holiday that will repair our losses, that will serve justice on our murderers and eradicate white supremacy and racial terrorism from within our nation. Yes, that is what we need. Another federal holiday. I'm sure our ancestors would agree that their death and suffering, castration and rape, family separation, dehumanization was all worth it for this holiday. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. As always, in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.